Off the ball.
Rugby.
No, buddy, apologise for the first one. I think that's where you have to get rid of that in rugby. You know, tucked shoulder to the head. But, yeah, because then guys aren't going to jackal, so, you know, that just, my only thing for Leo now was to say sorry for that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the ball. GAA.
Players Róisín Begley was named the PwC GPA Camogie Player of the Month for May. Very happy to say she's on the line with us now. Róisín, how are you keeping?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. This is the second time in 2 months now that we've had a Clare Camogie player win the PwC Player of the Month. It shows a trend in how Camogie and Clare is going, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know, was it the first as well? So it's great to be recognised. And obviously, Lorna was chosen last month. And I was saying, I don't even know if I'd be here if Lorna hadn't gotten injured. But yeah, it's nice.
Just to, before we chat about the championship, the league final for ye, overcoming the demons of the year before and getting the victory over Dublin, did that really set it a stall for how you wanted to go forward for the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. The league was what we set out to do at the start of the year. We didn't look past it because, you know, we knew if we could get over the line and get back up to 1A, that we'd take huge confidence going into the championship. And that, to be fair, like, I think that's what we have done. I think we played the league final on the Sunday, and then the next Saturday we used to play Waterford in the Munster Championship, and we took them to extra time. So that was probably a big shock to anyone looking on. But we've definitely taken huge confidence in achieving that goal that we had. You know, there's lots of us there, myself included, that have never had a medal from playing inter-county senior. So it's nice to be taking home a medal anyways this year.
It must have been incredible, so to lift the cup on that day.
Yeah, it was. And it was a tough match. You know, we were a couple of points down at halftime, and Dublin are such a strong physical team. So we were delighted to get over the line, and you know, we had a huge impact from our bench that day. And that's probably what got us over in the end. So yeah, as I said, it was what we set out to do at the start of the year, and we've that done. So that's like one goal ticked off the box.
Something that stood out to me that day at the league final was your first touch was unbelievable. I mean, the weather we'd had before that game, it was practically winter pre-season up until maybe a few days before the league finals took place, but you looked like you were playing summer hurling that day. Have you put a particular emphasis on that or anything?
Yeah, I suppose, like, obviously first touch is if you don't get the ball in your hand, like, you can't do anything. So it's definitely something that our coach Aaron has practiced with us over the last couple of months. Like, every single training session, it is something we work on. And I suppose the conditions are so nice in Nolan Park that day. It probably suited us. And the weather was really nice too. So yeah, you know, it's good when the ball sticks. It makes a big difference.
Just heading into that Munster Championship game then against Waterford, you were obviously buoyed by the victory over Dublin, but Waterford had run Galway so close again. Did you have any fear playing the likes of Waterford in Munster, or pure belief in yourselves?
Yeah, I suppose obviously we're playing one of the top teams in the country at the moment, but no, we just have to say there's no fear, like there's nothing to lose here. We'll go out and try our best, and that's what we did, and taking them to extra time, you know, it came very, very close in the end. So it kind of shows that when we do perform and when we play with confidence, which we have been doing, and I think winning the league has enabled us to do that, we're thereabouts with the top four.
Would you learn a lot now from a Munster Championship game like that to Waterford, especially having to go to extra time, and if that happens again at a later stage in the championship?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, that match is our only time playing one of those teams this year. So we definitely took learnings from that, and, you know, we had to play Dublin. It was our first match then in the league, and they were obviously, you know, gunning for us after having beaten them in Nolan Park, and they were coming down to Ennis, and we knew that, you know, they were going to be strong and they wanted to win that day. So yeah, we definitely took learnings from digging out matches, and we have been digging them out, so it's been a bit hairy. And the last couple, you know, our goalie Deering has had to pull off some unbelievable saves, but yeah, it's been great to be able to, you know, take the learnings from having to go to extra time and being able to get over the line the last three matches.
it's something you'd associate with real successful teams. And we've probably seen it most recently with that Galway team, that no matter if it's down to the wire in the last couple of minutes, they always find a way to win. And that opening championship game against Dublin, you were 10 points up with 52 minutes on the clock, and Dublin come back and it takes that save from Dirren. What's going on the field kind of at that time when all the momentum is going Dublin's way and time is running out?
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit helter-skelter like during that time, and you just have to, if the ball's coming near, you just calm to get the ball in possession. I think having the ball in possession is the main thing, you know, when the other team is having their purple patch, just trying to be calm and do the right thing with the ball and not just throw it away, because, you know, you don't want to lose it cheaply if the other team are on the front foot. And I suppose, like, we are playing top teams, they are going to have their purple patch. And yeah, Dirren has had her work cut out for her in the last few, but I suppose we were happy against Limerick, having conceded goals against Wexford and Dublin, that we didn't concede, and we had a stronger end to the match last week.
Does it make a big difference having someone with the experience of Dirren between the goals?
Huge, yeah, definitely. You know, it could have been a completely different story if those goals had gone in, and she's a phenomenal shot stopper and she's as cool as a breeze. You know, she strolls into the goal and she makes these huge saves, and it's as if she didn't do anything that day. But we're really lucky to have her, and, you know, she's a huge asset to her team.
And just to touch on the Wexford game then, yourself, your player of the match that day, Lorna going off injured. I'm just wondering, is there an update on Lorna's injury? You might be able to share, but...
Yeah, look, it's really common knowledge now at this stage that Lorna has actually suffered a cruciate injury that day. It's a huge blow for us and for her personally and her club, because all of us would say she's been in the form of her life this year. You know, she has struggled with a groin injury and had surgery a year ago. And has minded herself and worked so hard to get back playing, and she's been absolutely outstanding. Like, the ball's going in, you know, whatever way it comes, it nearly ends up in her hand and a free or over the bar. Like, so yeah, it's shocking for her. Like, I think all of us would say that we'd rather have taken the injury than taken the hit than Lorna. Like, she really doesn't deserve it, and I know no one deserves it, but she definitely hasn't. And you know, she when we played Limerick on Saturday, she had been up in Santry to meet the consultant, and was back down in the dressing room when we were playing. So, you know, she's a huge part of our team, and, you know, she's a huge part of our league success and where we are today. So we have big boots to fill, and hopefully we can do her justice.
How do you regroup then as a team? Because you had to, you know, it's a relentless couple of weeks to this championship, losing someone who's arguably in the form of her life and one of the in-form players in the entire country, no matter what grade.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's right and what's wrong in that situation. But I suppose, like, when Lorna went off, it's the attitude of everyone else stepping up. You know, Maeve Millay is a young player, and she came on for her down below against Wexford, and she came away with 1-1. So it's just about people having the right attitude and stepping up and keeping in mind that, you know, if she was here, she'd be working as hard as any of us and having such an impact every day. So, you know, she is in the back of our minds, and we do need to work twice as hard to be anywhere near as good as she is.
Do you have a conversation with yourself, especially because you're a forward, and say, I need to up the ante now? And you're obviously always trying to perform at your best anyway, but is there something in you that says, you know, nothing less than 100% going forward now is going to be good enough?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there is a difference playing with and without Lorna. Like, you know, when people are looking up to delivering the ball, you kind of think, okay, they might be looking for Lorna and then I might get on the brakes, but now Lorna's not there, you know, I need to make more runs and know that option isn't there, and that my teammates do need another option. And I think that is the difference for us in the inside forward line. We need to be more effective than we were probably when she was playing.
Your bench, especially in that league final Áine O'Loughlin, your club mate of yours, coming on, and you mentioned Maeve's goal against Wexford. They have been so important to you as a group, but now that there's an open spot, I can imagine training must be even more intense, is it?
Yeah, it is. And it's hard when you're, you know, we had three matches in a row. So training hasn't been as heavy, or we haven't been able to do as much in training. So it's about taking that chance when you do get your couple of minutes on the pitch on the Saturdays. So it's a very healthy place to be. We've Anya, Ashton Cooney, Ellen coming on and are starting, and they want to get a starting jersey and they want to get more time in the pitch. So yeah, it's a great place to be, and our bench is obviously hugely important heading into the last couple of weeks.
If I can just ask you about your own role on the pitch, we've seen new physicality rules being brought into Camogie this year. Someone who isn't the biggest in stature, we can say height and size. I spoke to Michelle Quilty of Kilkenny earlier on this year, and she talked about how she'd always have to adapt her play just being on the smaller side. Is it something that you train for specifically?
I definitely, you know, you kind of have to play for your strengths, and I'd be advocating that the ball comes in low instead of high to me, because obviously, you know, I am at a height disadvantage, or in comparison to maybe Anya or Ellen, like they can hit a high ball into them all day, but if they see me, not to do that to me. But yeah, look, it's a physical game. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't mind it being physical, and I don't mind getting stuck in and things like that. But yeah, I suppose my biggest thing is just getting the ball first touch, first time in the hand, and that's the most important, and I can go on away then.
Have you found yourself that the games have been more physical, or is it kind of the same level of physicality and just people are being penalised less for it?
Yeah, I'd say like girls are always getting stronger. You know, I thought the physicality in the Wexford and Limerick matches last few weeks was huge, and I'm not complaining. Like that's a great place to be, and I don't think it's. I think people are getting stronger, and there's more gym work and strength and conditioning being done, and it's great that the referees are letting those 50-50 shoulders play on, and I think that's where what it should be like. So I'd say it's, girls are getting stronger. And I don't think there's as much being blown for it. Yeah.
You have a 2-week break now, and Kilkenny away and then Offaly away. Looking like yourselves and Kilkenny will have almost kind of one foot in those quarterfinals, but it's probably important to get the break after an intense couple of weeks, and especially with the news in your camp of Lorna.
Yeah, we've had a lighter session or lighter week this week with less sessions, which is nice. You know, we've had a hectic a couple of months, so it's nice, and we put ourselves in the best position that we can going into the Kilkenny match. It's huge, like it's top of the table clash, and whoever wins it is guaranteed a position in the quarterfinal, even with the last match to play for. So we'll be definitely going hell for leather now in training towards the end of the week this week, and yeah, looking forward to that trip to Nolan Park.
Kind of Camogie aside, the social media for Clare Camogie is one of my favourite pages on Instagram. Who's running that, or are they an anonymous source?
Kate is from Crallow, and Kate is running it. So big shout out, because I think she was telling me the other week that she's hoping to get however many followers on the page. So she's putting a good bit of work into it. And to be fair, a number of people have said it to me, you know, with friends in Australia and things like that, have said, geez, your Camogie page, even if the game isn't streamed, you know, the Instagram has so many updates and things like that, so they can nearly follow the match from Australia. So Kate is doing a brilliant job with that, and yeah, I think she's very proud to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant, and it's nice to, it's not just the updates as well, there's a good bit of crack, and it seems as a panel and as a team, you just really enjoy playing together. I got that sense that obviously after winning a league final, you're going to be in good spirits anyway, but it seems like a really tight-knit group, is it?
Yeah, it is. We have great crack together, and whether it's on the pitch or after training or on a Saturday or whatever, like things like that. But yeah, we are enjoying coming to training, and I think, you know, winning matches makes that easier as well. You know, it's easier to come to training when you're in a good position, rather than, you know, if we had lost the first two and we were in a dogfight then. So yeah, we're all really enjoying it, and yeah, we just hope long may continue.
Yeah, so final question for me now, Roisin. You have gone through a long period of not winning a whole lot of matches, though, and maybe being seen as an underdog. What kept you coming back?
That's a good question. I suppose I just do love playing for Clare. Like, I love putting on the jersey and playing with the girls and from the other clubs. Like, we have a really strong club championship in Clare, and I suppose, you know, it's really healthy and I do like it. We all like it, and that's what keeps us coming back. You know, there has been tough years where, God, you take hammerings from top teams, or, you know, not playing at all to your strengths, and it is hard. But, you know, I think this year as well, like, the 1B has suited us, and winning it is huge, and hopefully that we can just progress into next year and get a win or two in the 1A league, because, you know, you kind of need that to keep everyone there and keep everyone enjoying it.
You mentioned the club scene, you know, True Clonlara is your own club, and you had John Conlon in, a club man, doing a couple of training sessions with you a few years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, it's more than a couple of training sessions. John has, a couple of years ago, he's our, part of our management team. He's been a huge influence in the growth of our club. He's given a lot of time to the women's team, as well as obviously playing himself. You know, when he was training us, he'd have been at the pitch every night of the week. His wife Michelle was their captain as well. And in 2023, we won our first county final. The lads actually won theirs the week before, and we won ours the week after. So it was a huge year for our parish. And yeah, John is fantastic. He's opened his own coffee shop as well in Clonlara. So it's nearly, you go in there and you meet the whole parish. So he's huge. To have around the place, and he's been a huge influence in our club's success.
What was he like as a manager?
He wasn't a manager, but he was a trainer, but he's just brought so much expertise and knowledge to us, and brought us on, you know, training like he trains and things like that. He's so nice and always wanted us to be the best that we could be. So there's not enough that we can say about John, and we're so grateful for the time he has given us and, you know, continues to support us. Yeah.
Well, Roisin, thanks very much for hopping on with us today, and the very best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, William. Thank you.
Off the Ball, GAA.